You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Could you recap for us what's happened in the primary so far and what the Biden surge is?
You know, it has been the most extraordinary 10-day turnaround that I have ever seen for a presidential candidate. Biden's presidential hopes actually were considered low, if non-existent. Only, I would say, 6 weeks ago, people were counting him out and saying he'd been one of the most lackluster showings that they'd seen, a great hope that had been dashed. And suddenly, he won in South Carolina, and he won big. He won black voters overwhelmingly, and that win all of a sudden propelled him overnight, with endorsements from other presidential candidates coming on board, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke. All of a sudden, he seemed like the candidate to beat because he represents, first and foremost, the status quo, going back to normalcy. And that's really what this is all about. If anybody needs to give you a cheat sheet about what's really changed in the last fortnight, it is this. American voters have said loud and clear, we want normalcy again. We want sanity. We want truth. We don't want crazy change. And sadly, even though they like the progressive policies of Bernie Sanders, they want first and foremost to beat Trump. And Biden represents that, the man they think that is central and moderate enough to beat Trump.
Right.
And that is first on everybody's nomination list.
Mm. It's a lot like the observation that Van Jones made, that Biden views Trump as a disruption of the status quo. Bernie views Trump as a result of the status quo. If that is what Biden represents and that is what they prefer, why is it that the U.S. submits itself to an expensive system of healthcare?
What's really interesting is that a huge percentage of people said that they like Bernie's universal health care proposals, single-payer health care proposals. That's what they want. But what changed their minds was they want first and foremost to see Trump out of office. And they are willing to sacrifice their policies and hope that Bernie Sanders can positively affect change, as would Elizabeth Warren and other progressive candidates, which is probably what's going on behind the scenes, all for that goal. The goal is to get Trump out of office.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing across the board. What's really changed is we are seeing en masse black voters go for Biden. We're seeing white men go for Biden. We're seeing women go for Biden. We're seeing rural voters go for Biden. We're seeing a huge number of older voters go for Biden. And what happened to Bernie's detriment is that young voters didn't turn out.
Mm.
They said this is their mass movement. They said this is their voice. But the reality is, on the day, they didn't vote. Hello, New Zealand. Come September 19th, when it's your turn to express your voice, this is the message you need to hear. If you want your voice heard, show up on the day.
When Trump eventually does leave, the problems don't go away. The status quo still involves issues that have been debated for years in America. So where does that
leave us? So here's where Bernie's candidacy still existing makes sense. So a lot of people kind of rumbled after what happened this past Tuesday when Biden won four major states with big candidate hauls and said, why doesn't he just pull out right now? The reality is what's happening is he is about to debate Joe Biden on March 15th. And he wants, Bernie Sanders wants that debate. Why? Because he wants his agenda, he wants his policies to be agreed upon, at least in part, by Joe Biden. By staying in as a candidate, at least until next Tuesday, he has an opportunity to drive that contrast home, to say, Joe, what are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about climate change? What are you going to do about health care? What are you going to do about income inequality? all of those issues are near and dear to his heart and near and dear to an entire young generation of Americans. And what's probably happening behind the scenes is that the Sanders campaign is ferociously talking and negotiating with the Biden campaign to see parts of Bernie's platform be incorporated verbally in Biden's. And that actually is going to be a win for progressives. So Bernie is right to stay in the race at least until next Tuesday, when he has big states like Florida, Illinois, Ohio, and Arizona, where he probably will not do well. It's at that point that we may see Bernie leaving the race. It will be interesting to see also what that debate looks like, if it's going to be attack on Biden or if it's going to be questioning. And I think it's going to be both. It's going to be saying, this is what we have to do, mate. Let me hear you say that you will agree to this on air in front of man to man, just the two of us in this debate. So hopefully, I'm hoping if Bernie is smart, he will not so much attack Joe Biden as attack his policies and try to get him to publicly state that he will move more to the left. Remember, Biden is more moderate than Hillary Clinton was. But the same thing happened in 2016 between Sanders and Hillary Clinton. The two campaigns were neck and neck at a certain point. Then it became obvious that Hillary is going to get the nomination. Bernie stayed in so he could convince the Hillary campaign to agree to more left policies that he advocates. Yeah. And I think that's what's going on behind the scenes right now.
Right. Could coronavirus change the equation?
Yes. And I think it would change the equation toward Biden as well. People are wanting leadership. People are wanting evolution instead of revolution. And I think what's happened is that Bernie represents revolution. And my God, we've had so much change in these last 3 years with Donald Trump. The concept of change, which was once so prized even 4 years ago, is now like hot matches. And people want stability. And Joe Biden represents stability, especially in a time of crisis. At least that's what the polling has shown so far.
Right.
What's interesting is that we saw candidates debating leftist policies on the Democratic platform that we had never seen before. Candidates were talking about reparation for Black Americans. That stuff had never been talked about. What was interesting is the entire conversation has tilted left quite significantly from usual Democratic primaries. And so that's something to take some solace in for those of you who are progressives out there. And I think that Biden will be forced to turn left as well. But he will do it more gently, obviously, than Bernie ever would. Mm. The other thing is that it's very likely, I think, that Biden will choose a female, fairly young vice presidential candidate. At least I'm hoping he does. And I suspect that he or she, but I'm guessing she, will have more progressive policies as well that will also help pull his candidacy to the left. Mm. And finally, it is very possible for both of these men, if they get in, that they will be one-term presidents merely because of their age. And that's a problem, a huge problem. It means that they are essentially a lame duck from the moment they take office, and it means that they will probably only have a year to 18 months before midterms hit to get their policies done. If Bernie was the nominee, my guess is almost everything he would have to do would have to be by presidential executive order, unless we Democrats win both houses. If Biden is the nominee, I think he'll have an easier time getting some buy-in somewhere along the line. And I think that's what America is hoping for. Again, this is really a huge wave change. People are willing to swallow their need and interest in the policy change for getting back sanity. And that's what this election so far seems to have been teaching us.
Mm.
An interesting aside, I can think back to 2016 when I was talking with a campaign worker in New Hampshire. And in 2016, I was asking, how's it going? He was a Bernie supporter.
Yeah.
And I said, what's going on out there in the field? And his response was surprising. He said, well, people are telling me that they would either vote for Trump or Sanders, and they're trying to decide which one. At the time, I thought that was the strangest response I ever heard. Trump or Sanders? They seemed like completely apples and oranges. How could they even be putting them both in the same sentence? But what that sentiment represented in 2016 was the call for change, first and foremost. Hillary represented the same old, same old. And people in 2016 wanted change. What we're hearing in 2020 is we got the change and we didn't like it. As a matter of fact, we are mortified by it. At
right.
least Democrats are. Democratic voters are. And so at all costs, we simply want a sane candidate back in office. It means that everybody's lofty ideals have been dropped for victory in November.
But what happens when Biden comes in and his senility only increases and he becomes less of the normalcy?
You know, we had a president who had Alzheimer's in office. His name was Ronald Reagan. And he was always seen as one of the most effective Republicans to have ever ruled. The truth is that if you govern in the way that a president has traditionally governed, you have cabinet, you have congressional leads, you have a vice president, you have people around you who will help make those decisions. As long as his competency is competent enough to listen to voices that he puts in place, a competent team, which I think people do feel that he would put in a competent team, then I think even if he's not the sharpest tack in the room, he'll get by.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.